So I was quite surprised to see an article yesterday quoting three separate technology law experts saying, yeah, not actually quite the case in South Africa. They've said that downloading copyrighted videos and other media is actually not legally the same thing as theft in South Africa. They chatted to Jan Vermeulen, who is with me on the line, the editor-at-large at My Broadband, to help us wrap our heads around this one. Jan, I don't know if you're old enough to remember rewinding Betamax videotapes, but I'm sure you're old enough to remember those ads threatening us with being sent to the jail if you copied them. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Papa, indeed. And yes, I'm old enough to remember Betamax and VHS. It's been a fantastic journey that we don't have to worry about rewinding anymore.
Thank goodness for that. Although they did eventually make a machine that did it for us. Jan, okay, so you had a conversation with three different legal experts about this issue. Tell us who they were and then tell us a little bit about what you discussed with them and what led you to probe this question.
I am going to butcher names here. So the first is Dominic Cole from Ellipsis. The second is Preeta. I'm sorry, Preeta, I'm not going to say your surname because I haven't spoken to you about it. From Clifford Ecker Hofmeyr. And then Narushka Bowen, who's an independent technology law specialist. I actually fired off emails to all three of them independently, mm-hmm. and they all came back with very similar conclusions. They disagreed on some of the finer points, but pretty much all three of them came back and said, piracy is not the same thing as theft. That doesn't mean it's not wrong, and it doesn't mean it's not a different crime. It's copyright infringement. But there's also some nuance there about when it's a crime and when it's just unlawful and, you might be liable for a fine. But it's definitely not the same thing as theft. And the whole reason this discussion came up is because the president signed the Cyber Crimes Act into law on the 1st of June.
Okay.
The Cyber Crimes Act in Section 12 says that the theft of in what it calls incorporeal property, as in non-physical property, must be treated the same as common law theft. And that led a lot of other legal professionals to conclude that's effectively a side door that's now criminalized piracy. But because of the technical definition of what common law theft is in South Africa, these three legal professionals said, no, that's not right. There's certain things that you trigger points for common law theft that you have to meet that piracy simply doesn't.
So, I mean, the nuance here is, Jan, if you were to walk into a video store, if such a thing still existed, and slip the tape into your bag and walk out with it, that would be an act of theft. You're stealing an actual physical object that belongs to somebody else. But how does it differ then from downloading it off the internet?
Right. So firstly, you'd be guilty of stealing the medium. Right. So if it was a tape or a DVD, you'd be guilty of stealing the actual physical object, but not the stuff on that object. Right. So you wouldn't be guilty of stealing the film. The difference is that when you clone or copy a DVD or download a film or TV show, you are making a copy, and you are not depriving the original owner the right to theirs. Preeta said that there is potentially an argument to be made that you are denying them their exclusive right to distribute that copy as they see fit. But she says that's not something that's been developed in our law. And certainly what common law theft says is there must be intent on the copyright on the pirate side to permanently deprive the original owner their property. And as far as these three lawyers are concerned, that piracy just doesn't fit that bill. There's these two legal concepts of intent and appropriation, and piracy fails both those tests.
Okay, that's not to say, though, Jan, that it's open season. You can download what you want and keep copies of whatever you want from whatever source. So what does that Cybercrimes Act say in terms of penalties for acquiring content that you shouldn't be?
Nothing. It's not a Cybercrimes Act thing.
Okay.
It will be a Copyright Act thing. And the Copyright Act is I think, in front of Parliament still. It's being revised and debated. Right now, the Copyright Act is not particularly harsh when it comes to piracy and the penalties for piracy. We've only had one case in South Africa where someone was criminally charged for piracy, and that was because they uploaded a South African film called Four Corners,
yes.
And SAFACT, when it was still functional, took him to got him, you know, criminally charged for that. And ultimately, though, it never went to trial. He settled out of court, and I think he even took the criminal record. I speak under correction here, but the thing is that it never went to trial. It was never tested in court, and so we don't actually know what would happen if somebody decided to criminally charge South Africans with piracy. But as you know, where things stand now, it's just too much effort to go after individuals for simply downloading. And so in practice, it's just not something that is prosecuted in South Africa. And so, there's an argument, you know, there's an argument to be made here that, you know, support the people who make the stuff that you like to watch. But then there's a further argument to say, you know, Disney should maybe launch Disney Plus in South Africa so that we could legally watch the Mandalorian.
Thank you very much. I'll support that latter move for sure. Jan Vermeulen, editor-at-large at My Broadband. Great to speak to you this morning. And if you'd like to read the full article with those lawyers' thoughts on the matter, you'll find it on mybroadband.co.za.